What's up, everybody? This is another episode of Authentic Light with Xavier Warmick Butler. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about assembling together, and we have another powerful man of God that's going to join us. Surprise special guest. I'm not going to waste any of your time. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get straight into it. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another week. We thank you for everything that you do that we don't even see that you do. God, I pray that this episode is a blessing to every single brother and sister that is listening. In Jesus' name, God, I pray that you use me, God. Use us, Jesus. Anoint our lips and help us to be used by you mightily. In Jesus' name, God, I pray you help us to not just be another episode. Help us, God, to be used by you. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get straight into it. All right. So this episode, we have a very special guest, an anointed, valuable, and irreplaceable man of God from the Netherlands, Brother Gabriel. Can you let everyone know what your name is, where you're from, and just a little bit about what you do?
Hello, everyone. I'm Gabriel. Hey, Xavier. Once again, thank you for inviting me. I'm honored. So to everyone, I'm Gabriel. I'm 27 years old, and I live in the Netherlands. I was born in Ghana originally, where my parents went to the United Pentecostal Church. And when we moved to the Netherlands, we found the same church, and grown up in there. And right now, I've had the privilege to be in several ministries in church. And I'm excited about this podcast. This is where I met, in church is where I met Xavier as well. And here we are now.
Amen, brother. Amen. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'm not going to waste your time, brother. The focus verse for this episode, we're talking about assembling together. We're talking about fellowship. The focus verse is Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer." So my first question for you, brother, is why do you think as apostolics, it's so important that we do not forsake or neglect time together, whether it be Sunday, Wednesday, or any time of just fellowship together?
Wow. One of our first real conversations was about fellowship, and we just naturally got on this topic, and I think it had to do with us coming out of this whole lockdown situation and environment. We're just enjoying being able to come together again. Now, there's a lot of Bible for coming together, but to answer your question, I'd say, you know, that the verse about us being one body with many members, Romans 12, I believe, the church is being referred to as the body of Christ very often, and I don't know, but a body needs to be together, needs to be joined together, and works together. And what's beautiful about the body analogy is that it has different members, different shapes. The elements are so vastly different, but they're all needed. Yes. If your pinky toe is not functioning, your whole body is struggling with balance. So we're all needed as the body of Christ.
Amen, brother. No, I think that's a great analogy. I love that. The body, if we don't have even our pinky toe or even our, you know, our middle finger, things are different. Things are different. We'll still have the body, but it's going to be different. And you were talking about scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So there's definitely, like you said, there's scripture to back up coming together. And it's important. Like, it makes me excited. I know it makes you excited to just come together and just have conversations, just do things like this and just talking. You know, there's so much, there's power in it, you know. Speaking of that, the next question is there power when we come together in unity? And if so, could you share a testimony of something you've witnessed God do when you came together with your other brothers and sisters?
Well, to answer the first question, absolutely yes. There's so much power in unity. One example I can give is, so during COVID and lockdowns, events had to move online. And one of those events in Europe, the big ones are the EMEYC. So here's a quick promo for the European Middle East Youth Amen. Congress 2022 in Romania, Bucharest. The 27th through the 29th of July, be there. Check out the EME Youth Instagram and Amen. Facebook. Okay, you didn't want to waste time, so let me back up. Last year's EMEYC was not able to happen physically, and so what happened as the services were broadcasted, the worship and the messages were broadcasted, we encouraged the youth groups all over the region to do to have watch parties, and those were literally get-togethers,
yeah,
where young people would get together and they would attend. A youth congress. Now, it would be powerful, you know, to attend it on, by yourself on your computer and join in with the online audience. However, in the Netherlands, we had a watch party as well, where I think it was a handful of young people came together, attended, but together. And even though the broadcast was online, one girl received the Holy Ghost from that online meeting.
Man. And
I think it had to do with us physically coming together. There's tremendous power in unity and connecting and binding. I'd add that as the human race, we have thrived by being together, by unity. One of the ways that our survival is at stake is when we are isolated.
Yep.
We're not connected to the group. There is immense power in coming together.
I know 100%. I agree 100%. And you touched on it. You just touched on my perspective on it, is there's when we're isolated, that's like a devil's playground.
Oh yeah.
That's like the devil's playground. Like if you me and you talked about the first time we met or the first time we saw each other, it's when you get isolated, it doesn't matter how hot you are for God, something bad's going to happen. So naturally, when we get together, it's like it's about to go, you know, it's just an excitement, you know, it's just an excitement. And, you know, God moves when we come together in Jesus' name.
Certainly. Oh yeah.
So, you know, go ahead, brother.
Oh no, I was just affirming what you said, we literally sensed a difference, you know, when we could only come together with a handful of people versus when we're there and connected in one accord with a bigger group. It's shallow. Numbers don't matter. The power of God is as powerful at any moment. But my pastor always says, like, the more are together, the more that they are united, the more of Jesus, or the more of the Holy Ghost, or the intensity is higher in one accord. So, oh yeah.
No, I can definitely share a quick testimony of that. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was when there were churches together, you know what I'm saying? So I can definitely testify to that. But next Amen. Question, brother. Is there any advice you could share for those who may struggle with taking time to fellowship together?
Ooh, advice. Now, I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice on this, because I am a what people will identify as an extrovert. I can be hypersocial. A struggle, it has not been often lately. However, in the past, I did struggle with connecting. With people, but there was always this desire, and I believe as human beings, we've been created with a social tendency, going back to the very beginning, when God created mankind, he saw that it was not good that man was alone, and man had God. That's an interesting way to look at it. Yet still, God thought it was necessary that man had a companion, that man had someone, another person, another human being to connect with. So I believe everyone has that innate desire. Now you have like introverts and extroverts, or, you know, way that people are wired. But that doesn't neglect our need for connection. To someone that would be struggling, I would first of all try to engage in conversation and try to find someone that that is trustworthy, honestly, and I'm not biased, but the most precious or the most most valuable connections that I've made were with godly people.
Amen.
And especially mature godly people. This could be your pastor. This could be your youth leader. And honestly, like preferably someone of the same gender, that just talks a bit easier.
And
there's just wider range of things that you can talk about. Just find someone that looks spiritually mature and open up and share, and you will find such a relief. Sometimes you don't even need a solution, but just getting it off your chest can do miracles, and that is why God created communion. God created companionship. He designed this that way. So if you feel like you are isolated from the group, just like you said, Xavier, it is the devil's playground. It is one of his weapons. It's how he deceived Eve.
Come on.
You know, going back to the beginning, where was Adam? They were not together.
Come on.
They could not reinforce, you know, truth, and that's a way that it's a dangerous place to be. And so that realization should draw you to open up and to connect and to get rid of all prejudices and thoughts and lies that the devil tries to to plant to create discord and disunity, and you will find that united we stand stronger.
Amen, brother. And I think so. A couple points you hit that I really, really like is it's always, I don't want to be biased. Like you said, I don't want to be biased, but it's when you have conversations with other apostolics, other people that have the same faith as you, have the same, you know, same desires, you know, they have the same, you know, they have set their eyes on God. It's much easier to have conversations with them. And also, same gender. There's not tension every time you talk to a sister, but it's like, okay, you're a sister. You know what I'm saying? So it's best to, you know what I mean?
Like,
but so I think, it's best, definitely best to fellowship and find someone that you trust with, someone that has the same viewpoint as you and also is the same gender. But brother, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. Praise the Lord. Do you have anything else? Anything else we want to say, advice, just talk about just the importance of assembling together, or anything else you want to share?
Oh, well, honestly, Xavier, I just want to say that I'm so thankful to have connected with you. And I've been listening to other episodes of the podcast, and I absolutely love what you're doing. And I'm making a habit of listening to them on my way to work, because it's important to feed yourself, you know, with good thoughts, with godly thoughts. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate the invitation, and keep up the good work, man.
Brother, that I appreciate that so much. You don't, man, you have no idea how much I appreciate that. I really thank you, man. Thank you so much, brother. I'm grateful that God has led us together and that this is able to happen. I believe that everything happens for a reason. So I'm grateful, brother, to have met you, and I'm grateful we're able to do this. God bless you, brother, and
God bless
you.
We'll
see each other soon. Talk soon, God willing.
Looking forward to see you soon, bro.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Thank you again, Brother Gabriel, for coming on and sharing your words and letting God use you. Let's go ahead and wrap this up with prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for bringing us together. Thank you for using us, Jesus. Thank you for an opportunity just to come together and talk about your word. We love you, Jesus, and without you, we are nothing. And I pray that every single brother and sister listening, God, sees the importance of assembling together, especially in the times we live in right now. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you help us, God, to just trust in you, desire you, and love you as we go out through this week. We love you, Jesus, and we need you. Help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been another episode of Authentic Light with Xavier Warmink Butler. Now, if you have any feedback, any questions, positive, negative, authentic.light on Instagram, authentic.light on Facebook. Go ahead and shoot me a message. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for your support. Without you, this does not happen. I love you all. God bless, and have a good day.